We now begin the sugya of kedusha b'al korcha uva'al korcha, namely kedusha that's done against the will of the woman and against the or against the will of the man. What exactly is the role of das in the realm of kedusha? So we get to the sugya really tangentially. The first daf in Maseches Kedusha starts talking about the intricacies of the lashon. It's the diktuk daf that the Shir Bacham always have trouble with. The Gemara wants to know why it says Durachim and not Dvarim, and why it says Shalosh and not Shloshos, Lashon Zoch, Lashon Kev, and back and forth and back and forth. So in the middle of the whole Shach Vatarya about the details of the linguistics of the Mishnah, there are a few halachas also that come up. So we're not going to focus too much on the diktuk, but every time there's a little bit of something that we want to talk about in terms of halacha, so we're going to extract it from this sugya. So one of the nekudas that the Gemara picks up upon is the Lashon Isha Niknes, that the emphasis is almost on the woman, that the woman is acquired. The Gemara asked the question, why doesn't it say Ish Koneh, similar to the style of the Mishnah in the second paragraph, where the Mishnah actually starts with Ish Mekadesh. The Gemara also asks why Lashon Kichen, why Lashon Kedushin, and why Ish, and why the Ish, and why the numbers. A lot of technical, grammatical questions. But to this question of why it says Isha Niknes rather than Ish Koneh, so the Gemara actually gives not just a diktuk answer, the Gemara gives a real halachically significant answer. So if you take a look at the first of the Mamakamos, it's the second to last line, towards the end of the line. Vibai Seim, if you want, I'll explain to you as follows. Itana Koneh, if the Mishnah would have said Ish Koneh, a man acquires a woman, Havamina Filu Biakrocha. I would have thought that he can acquire her even against her will. So he can drag her to the chuppah, throw the ring on her finger, she's screaming, yelling and screaming, she doesn't want to marry him. So I would have had a Zahavamina that maybe works. Ish Koneh, he's totally in control. So therefore, Tana Isha Niknes, the Midait Inch Labidait Alo. Therefore, the Mishnah had to go out of its way to formulate the text of the Mishnah by saying Ha'isha Niknes, to focus on the fact that the woman is important and she has to provide her consent in order for this marriage to go through. So that's the Shach V'tayah of the Gemara. So comes the Rashba on the spot of the second of the Marmakamis, the Rashba in Kedushin Obeys and Obeys, and asks the Kasha on what was the Gemara even dreaming, what was the Gemara even thinking? V'yesh v'shekshe, afilu tana ish kona, says the Rashba, are you kidding? That if the Mishnah would have said, Ish Kona, we really would have thought you can drag a woman to the chuppah and shove a ring on her finger and she's married to you. What kind of wild happening is that? The Gemara said the whole reason why the Mishnah went out of its way to focus on the woman rather than the man is to offset this Havamina. Says the Rashba, the Havamina is so off, you don't have to offset it. It's so off the wall. What kind of Havamina is that? That you could be Mekadesh, you won't be Akorach? It doesn't make any sense. So when the Rashba formulates that question, so he formulates it in a very lomdish way. If I was formulating this question, so maybe I would have asked a question like this, that how can you tell me even Havamina, we have to go into the world of Havamina, how can you tell me even Havamina, that you can be Mekadesh Yishu B'Akorcha? That's crazy. That's lack of midos. This is the caveman. What is this crazy? How can there be such a din like that? I would have jumped at him off on the musari, midos type of a stance. So the Rashba didn't do that. The Eish Peshiksha asked him a very pure halachic question. He said in four words, he summed up the fact that the Havamina, the Chayr doesn't make any sense. Teheichi matzinu makne be'al korcha. He says, where do you ever find you can sell anything against your will? If I come to you and I say, I want to buy your car, and you say no, and I say, tough, I'm taking it, and the guy's screaming, we don't call that a kinyan. You know what we call that? We call that gazela. So comes the Rashba and asks, what kind of crazy avenue is that? I need a mishnah to tell me that you can't steal a woman. So you obviously can't steal a woman. How could you ever be makna? How could the woman ever be makna herself if it's bi'al korcha? That was the Rashba's kasha. So we have a long way to go to get to what the Rashba's answer is. It may take us the whole week to get to what the answer is. We have to focus on what the kasha was. Is that a proper formulation of a kasha? That's what I really want to know. I want to focus on the Yesh B'Rikshah. I don't even know who the Yesh B'Rikshah was, but it's someone who the Rashba felt significant enough to quote. So some anonymous Rishon, who the Rashba was familiar with, who formulated the kasha in a very, very lomdish way. Hecha matzinu makne bi'al korcha. So I want to focus for a moment on this idea of makne bi'al korcha, that this Yesh B'Rikshah, the Rashba, gave a mashal. I gave the mashal of the car, but he gave the mashal because he linked the notion of das ha'isha for kedushin to the notion of das makne. What the Rashba just did in one fell swoop was told us, ultimately, why do you need the woman's consent for marriage? If I would stop you and ask you, tell me, why is it that you can't be mekadesh isha b'al korcha? So what the Rashba just told you is, for the same reason that you can't sell a car b'al korcha, same reason you can't sell a house b'al korcha, same reason you can't sell a bag of potatoes b'al korcha, you require what the halachic The concept is called Das Makna. Anytime you sell any item whatsoever, it requires the consent of the owner. It requires the consent of the Makna, the person who is selling. But the Rashba just told us in that formulation of the Kasha was, that's exactly what Kiddushin is. What's taking place under the Chuppah is, it may be beautiful, maybe it's a lot more expensive, maybe it's, you know, more spiritual, but Tachlis, in its core, what you're watching taking place under the chuppah is buying and selling. That's what the Rashba just said. You are watching, I mean, please don't tell your wives they said it. You're watching somebody sell a car. You're watching Lahavdol, somebody sell a bag of potatoes. You watch somebody sell a house. You are watching Mekech Umemke taking place. And as such, as Mekech Umemke, it requires Das Makna. So that's something which is a little bit startling, because maybe we would think, and maybe we will think in a moment, that there's more to Kiddushin than meets the eye. Maybe there's more to Das Isha than just merely selling a car. So this is, in fact, appears to be a machlokes Rishonim. I'm going to present it as a strange machlokes. Machlokes Rashi and Rashi. There are two Rashis, two different sugyas, where in one place Rashi seems to go along the lines of this Rashba, that getting married is fundamentally Mekech Umemker. He took the words Isha Niknes literally, and therefore the requirement of Das Isha is a function of Das Makneh. Whereas in another place, Rashi takes us down an entirely different path. So let's take a look at the two Rashis. One of them we have in the Maamar Kamos, and one of them we don't. The reason why we don't have the other one is because it was on with the Gemara. That's, it always happens in these Maamar Kamos, the Rashis get lost in the process. But we'll try to say it to Tosh about that. So let's go to the third of the Maamar Kamos for a moment, where Rashi says, identical to what the Yesh B'Shikshin and the Rashba says. Rashi is talking about, in the middle of a complicated sugya, about Dasa Isha for Kedushin. Rashi, the third of my Makomis, the Kedushin Mamdal Ralph says, Kedushin the Midaita, why is that the Beiran Das Machne? So in three words, Rashi just formulated, identical to what the Rashba formulated on Daf Beis, that the reason, the only reason, why you require Das Isha for Kedushin is because you require Das Machne. The woman is selling herself to you, and therefore she has to do it with consent. If you do it against her will, that's much like a Zayla. That can't be a Kenyan. However, Rashi, in another place, says something totally different. We have to learn the Gemara that Rashi says on that. I'll share with you the Rashi about that. So let's take a look at the fourth of the Ramakamos. You have to put ourselves back into the Yavamas mindset. That was read a couple of years ago. So in Maset, let's just get the ABCs of Yavamas. Last week's parasha, the ABC of Yavamas. It's hard even to call it the ABCs of Yavamas. ABC of Yavamas means you have to make 1,000 charts and figure out who's married to, and four brothers married to four sisters. But we'll try to streamline a little bit. There is a din that if a husband dies without any children, so the woman is what called Zekuka Yibum. She has to do either Yibum or Chalitza with the brother. Min HaTorah, the process of Yibum is very, very simple. It's just Bia, that's it. There's nothing else. There's no kesef, there's no shtar, there's no kedushin, garnished. That is just bia. How do you know that? The pasuk from Yivamah, Yivo Alel, Kachal Elisha V'Yibam. Finished. That Yibam is bia, nothing else. Nevertheless, with the Rabbanon, the Chum instituted, it's not so tsenua to do that. They barely know each other. The first thing they do is have a bia together. That's not right. Even though the same way we find the Mishnah says Isha Niknes B'Kesef Shtar B'Bia, in theory a couple can have Kedushin Derech Bia, so the Gemara frowns upon that practice. The Gemara later on, the first parak says that they used to give Malchus to people if they were Mekadesh Isha B'Bia. That's considered to be a breach of Tznius. So therefore, even though Min HaTorah you could do the Kesef Shtar B'Bia, but the Rabbani not supposed to do it. If you did it, you did it. But you have the Kedushin Eschal, but you're not supposed to. The Chedchil is supposed to do it first, either Kesef or Shtar. So the same is true when it comes to Yibum, that although Min HaTorah, Kesef Shtar aren't even effective Min HaTorah, but the Rabbanan, they felt that it's not so tsanua to do Bia, and therefore they instituted to do Kesef Shtar first, and then obviously to do Bia afterwards with Torah's Yibum. This quote-unquote Kedushin that we have when it comes to a Yavama is not a Kedushin d'Arais. It's only Kedushin d'Rabbanan. It's what we call Kedushin Maimer. It's not real Kedushin. It's only Kedushin Maimer. If you want to break up this Kedushin, let's say Reuven wants to do Yibum with Rachel, they plan to do Yibum, so first they go ahead and they do Kedushin, Kesef Shtar, they do Kedushin Maimer, and then a week later they decide that they don't want to go through with the Yibum, so they have to do Chalitza, because Min HaTorah, she still Zekuka Yibum. So they have to do Chalitza, but in addition to the Chalitza Mideraisa, he has to give her a gift. Of course, he was Makadisha, but that get is only Midirabbanan. Because Min HaTorah, the Kedushin was Dvar Batalim, the Kedushin wasn't even Taifes. So there is an institution called Maimer, which is a kedusha in the rabbanan by a yevamo. So with this background, the Gemara quotes a machlekes tanoim, the sanya isa maimu biyavim to shalomi daitan, the fourth of the Ramakamas. What if a person does maimu to his yevama without her consent? Why would anybody think that's good? Normally, kedushin are required dasa isha. See in a minute. So Rebbe Oymekona, so Rebbe's opinion was that the mimer is toifes, it's chal, and if you want to break up the mimer later, you have to give a get. If you decide eventually, they decide to have yibum, so fine. But if they decide to break it up, then they have to have chalitza and a get. The chum says it's not gonish, it's nothing, it's not chal even with the rabbanon. So my time with the Rebbe, so the Gemara says, what's Rebbe's reason? Why does Rebbe think that the mimer is valid? Gama min bia diyavama. Ma bia diyavama bia korcha. Just as bia for yavama, for yibum, can be done bia korcha. We're not saying it's a nice thing to be done, but the Gemara learns out from Psukim in the beginning of the sixth breath of yavamas that yibum doesn't require dasa isha. For that matter, it doesn't require dasa isha either. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, let's say the man and the woman are bia together. They didn't even realize that they're yavam and yavama. They were just stomping mazana together. And then lo and behold, they realized that it was yibum. So tach, it was yibum. Yibum is chal, even without kavana for yibum. It's a special gzer sekosa for yibum. So comes Rebbe and says, just as the bia for yivama is created even b'yav korcha, av kedushin yivama b'yav korcha, so too the din of kedushin for yivama, i.e. the din of maimer, can be b'yav korcha as well. Now this is not a real comparison. One is a deraisa, one is a derabanan. So this is not a real bona fide mematzinu. What this is called the tikkun rabanan ke'en deraisa tikkun. When Chazal instituted Kiddushin Maimar, so they patterned the after a din deraisa. What was the din deraisa they were looking to? They looked to Yibum. So just as Yibum can be done without the consent of the woman, so to Maimar derabanan can be done without the consent of the woman. For Rabbanan. And what? How did the Rabbanan respond to Rabbi? Rabbanan said, no, Gamer mi Kiddushin di Alma, ma Kiddushin di Alma midaita, av Kiddushin di Yavam midaita. The Rabbanan say, no, that when the Chacham instituted Kiddushin for Yavama, they didn't pattern it after Yibum. They patterned it after regular Kiddushin. Just as regular Kiddushin requires Dasa Isha, so to Kiddushin Maim requires Dasa Isha as well. So we have a technical machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon within the Din de Rabbanon of Maim. Everybody agrees to the basic structure of the Raisa. Midiraisa, everybody agrees Kiddushin requires Das. Everyone agrees Midiraisa, Yibum doesn't require Das. Everyone agrees that Chazal instituted Kiddushin Maimer. The machloikis is, what did they pattern Kiddushin Maimer after? Did they pattern it after Yibum? That was Rebbe's view, and therefore you don't need Das. Or did they pattern it after regular Kiddushin? That was the Chacham's view, and therefore you do need Das. So we're not learning it. We're not really learning Yivamas right now. We're not learning the Yibum or the Maimer part. We want to extract that one akuda that the Gemara said, that Ma Kiddushin the Alma Midaita. Just as Kiddushin requires Das, so too Maimer, according to the Rabbana, requires Das. And if you were writing a Rashi on this Gemara, now it's a good thing we don't have the Rashi. So if we wanted to add the Rashi, if you saw that one line, Ma Kiddushin the Alma Midaita, if you had to give tight, you had to give pshat in the Gemara, what do you think the next three words would be? If I was writing Rashi, I would write Tebeinan Das Machne, which is exactly what Rashi wrote on Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalet. You have to know Rashi made a whole fuss of Rashi and Kiddushin Mem Dalet, that the reason, the only reason why he required Das Isha for Kiddushin is Das Machne. So one would have expected Rashi to be consistent in Yevamos Daf Yutes to write identically what he wrote in Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalet. If we're expecting that, we're in for a disappointment, because Rashi does not say that. Rashi doesn't say anything like that. Rashi writes in Yevamos, you know why you need Dasa Isha for Kedushin? Listen to this one. Because we just read last week's Parsha, V'yatz'ami beiso, v'holcha v'hoysol isha acher. The Torah speaks about the woman leaves the house when she receives a get, and she picks herself up, and she walks over to somebody else, and she gets married to somebody else. So says Rashi, v'holcha v'hoysol isha acher. Four words describing marriage. What does that sound like? That sounds like someone's dragging her by the head and forcing a ring on her finger. That's the connotation of a holcha v'hoysel ishacher. Zok Rashi, a holcha v'hoysel is midaita mashma. The simple, just tight translation of the pasuk has the connotation she's doing it of her own free volition. So comes Rashi and says that's the mocha that you need to ask isha v'kedushin, because it's a pasuk in chumash v'holcha v'hoysel ishacher. So everybody jumps in this Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalet didn't need to go searching for a pasuk. He was perfectly okay with just calling it Das Machne and calling it a day and saying he's selling a car and finishing it Das Machne, otherwise it's Gezela. Whereas something was bothering Rashi in Yevamos, that Rashi had to go searching, looking for a pasuk. There's no such Rashi in Chazal. There's no such Gemara anywhere that Darshan is supposed this way. Rashi put two and two together. He saw the Gemara tells us you need Asa Isha. He was Mavisedra, Pashas Kiseitze. He realized this must be the Makor. It's a Posse in Chumash. So we're going to present this almost like a Machlokes, Rashi and Rashi. Rashi in one place is telling us something very, very different from the Rashi in the other place. Not only is Rashi giving us a different source, but as we know, that sources of halachas are very important, because sources of halachas indicate something about the very essence, about the very nature of the halacha altogether. Whereas when we first saw the Rashi in Maseches Kedushin, we gave the mashal, we said, getting married is not fundamentally different than selling a car. Just as when you sell a car, you need das ha-makna, when you get married, you need das ha-ishu is the makna as well. Rashi in Yevamos, by veering away from that svara, by emphasizing the necessity for a pasuk, Rashi seems to almost be telling us that Kedushin maybe is not as close to selling cars as we thought it was. Maybe Kedushin is not really a sale altogether. Maybe there's no real business transaction taking place in Kedushin. Maybe Kedushin is much closer to Evan or Ezer than it is to Cheshir Mishpah, which is exactly where it is in Evan or Ezer. Evan or Ezer deals with laws of sanctity and holiness of marriage and divorce, things of Yibum, things of that nature. Cheshir Mishpah is buying and selling cars and potatoes. So what exactly is taking place under the chuppah? So on the one hand, it's a very holy moment. The woman becomes from a penuyah to become an ish azish. It's kedushin. A lot of very holy religious things are taking place under the chuppah. On the other hand, there's dollars and cents transferring, namely, well, she used to be in her own rishus, and now she's in his rishus. That's much more monetary oriented. So what is kedushin? Maybe this should have been the first year of the year. What is kedushin? The Mishnah starts with the Isha Niknes. So there should have been penalty markers down on that word, Niknes, Kinyan. Kinyan sounds very, very monetary to me. Kinyan sounds like it's following the rules of Dini Mamnas of Cheshir Mishpah to me. That was the emphasis of Rashi in Maseches Kedushin. Whereas Rashi, Maseches Yevamos, seems to be highlighting a totally different aspect of Kedushin. It's almost like we borrowed the word Kinyan because, I mean, there's the ring and there's dollars and cents and there's a little bit of, you know, something that resembles, it smacks of mumminess, but it's not really mumminess, says Rashi. Proof positive it's not mumminess. There's no svara to require Dasa Isha. If not for the Gzeres HaKosav, I wouldn't have needed Dasa Isha. I could have conceived of a marriage without Dasa Isha. It's possible. Unlike with the Rashba screamed and said, wow, hey, what's the machna b'yakorcha? Rashi and Yevamos would say, yeah, you could have a quote-unquote kidding of Kiddushin B'Yakorachah, because it's not a kidding anyway. It's a religious experience. So I could have thought that this religious experience potentially could have been done. This religious change in status potentially could have been done. Shalom Das Isha is possible. It happens to be that's not true. You need Das Isha. We're not questioning that. But the reason behind Das Isha is radically different. So what appears to be emanating now from this sugya is that there seem to be two different ideas expressed in the Rishonim. Why Das Isha is so critical, but it's much more profound, much deeper than that. Why Dasa Isha is so critical is really just an outgrowth of what Kedushin is altogether. If Kedushin is mominous, then Dasa Isha is a no-brainer, Das Makna. That's what the Rashba and the Rashi in Kedushin say. But if Kedushin is not really mominous, Kedushin is more of an issue of a heter halacha than it is mominous, so then the resulting halacha of Dasa Isha is not so simple. You have to really find the market. You need a source, you need a pasuk to tell me that this religious transaction, so to speak, not a monetary transaction, a religious change in status, requires Dasa Isha. So Rashi successfully found your pasuk. Are there enough communis ladina? At the end of the day, you need Dasa Isha. At the end of the day, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, and all the Rashi says, the Rashba says, both everyone agrees, Tachas Shekim Mekash Nisha against the will. Does it really, truly matter whether it's based on a halacha of Das Makne, whether it's based on a Gzeres HaKosov? Does it really, really matter, Lamaisa, how we formulate marriage? Is marriage fundamentally selling a car, or is marriage fundamentally a religious type of a change in status? Does it really make a difference to halacha? So the answer to that question, of course, is going to be yes. So we have two more pages in Mamar Kamos. But the background to the sugya are the two opinions in Rashi, the two presentations of Rashi. For right now, we're going to assume that the Rashis are actually cholik one another. We're actually going to assume there's a machlek is here. But we'll come back a little bit later to a possible way to be miyashir, that both Rashis are related and both Rashis are necessary and they're not contradicting each other, they're complementing one another. But for now, we're going to go with the assumption that these are really two different ideas that Rashi is expressing. And hopefully, tomorrow, we'll try to see how this is going to play out potentially in other areas related to the Sanskrit.